Hello, family and friends. I'm honored today to have with me Pastor Debbie and Greg Davis from the Ligoti Revival Center Church in Ligoti, Indiana. And Ligoti is always hard for me to spell. It's got lots of O's and a couple E's in it, but I had to look it up again today. But they have two daughters and six grandchildren, and both of their daughters are involved in ministry and ministering themselves, so that's always a blessing. And they started their church, which developed out of Debbie Davis Ministries in 99. And Pastor Debbie began holding weekly meetings back in 94, which has been about 30 years ago.
Yes.
Praise God.
Sure.
Life goes fast. Well, let's pray. Father, we come today ready to receive, hungry, Father. We're thankful for this testimony, Father. We're ready for what they have for us today, and we choose to apply this message to be a better blessing in this kingdom. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Well, Greg, I think we're going to start out with you. I feel like we need to have Pastor Jerry here, too, just to, you know, if you mess anything up, he can step in there and correct you. He's been on, actually, Pastor Jerry Hagman's been on my podcast, I think, about three different times now. I love having him on. Just had him on just actually a few weeks ago, and we did a five-parter. And in fact, his wife, Kay, gave him one of my favorite testimonies because she had a vision that there was Noah's Ark, and they were not on the Ark. And that's how God showed them that she was not right, you know, with the Lord. And so one of my favorite testimonies. So I know you guys are good friends with the Hagmans also. But Greg, we'll go ahead and kick it over to you, and you can start out with your testimony.
Well, growing up in a home with, there's 13 of us. My mom was Catholic, my dad was Protestant. We never seen a church that I, never a church that I know of. And growing up with a family of 13, I had four older sisters and five older brothers. You know, the example that you first lead is very important. So I have five older brothers that like to drink and fight each other. But, you know, that's an example that I was set before me. And I knew it wasn't really a good example. But when you grow up, when you're involved with that all your life, you don't want to do that. But that's the road you head down.
Yeah.
Like I said, we didn't. I've never seen it. I don't know if we ever had a Bible in our house or not. But if it did, I didn't see it. I don't remember. We never went to church. None of us did.
Okay.
And but I did. My mom was Catholic, like I said. But I did remember doing my first communion.
Okay.
So that's the way I started out. And then, you know, like I say, I went down that road. I didn't know nothing about the Bible. I didn't know what Jesus said in John 3, had to be born again.
Yeah.
I didn't know Romans 10 said, if you'll confess, you know, believe in your heart, confess your mouth, you shall be saved. And Acts 4:12, it says, no other name you can be saved besides Jesus. And so I didn't know that. And, you know, I think a lot of people were Ephesians 2 talks about, you know, people think good works. Well, the Bible says without faith, good works is not going to get you saved. So so I grew up like that and didn't know much about Jesus, didn't know much about the Word. We grew up in a house, a lot of fighting going on. And I thought, you know, that's just the way we grew up. And I never seen the Bible. I do remember years ago, I wasn't very old probably. I remember my dad passed away. He was 42 when he passed away.
Wow.
I was 13 at the time, and I do remember him watching Billy Graham. And I do remember me on down, about five of us, we'd go to bed at night and kneel and pray. But, you know, I didn't know what he was doing. I hope and pray by him watching Billy Graham that he did get saved.
Yes.
And I believe he did. But, you know, I started out, you know, about 15, 16, started out drinking like the rest of them did. And I thought, I didn't want this. That's not really the kind of life that I wanted. But, you know, it's like I said, it's so important. What kind of example you set before you?
Yeah.
And it wasn't a very good example. But, I mean, like I said, doing what they thought was best to, I don't know, just, but that's just where I thought. I mean, I didn't like the fighting part. I didn't really get much in the fighting part of it. But my brothers, probably every weekend, one of them would spend the weekend in jail. I guess they thought it was a Martin County hotel, I guess, but they
free, I guess.
Well, I don't know how free it was. I think they kind of liked it because I had one brother in particular. He would come home and he would call the cops on himself. They'd come pick him up, take him to jail.
Wow.
But you know, that's just the way I grew up, and we were a very poor family. We didn't us kids. I don't ever recall having anything for a birthday or Christmas like a new. I had a brother-in-law one time promised me a new bicycle, but he didn't follow through. And we didn't have that kind of luxury like some kids today do. And I tell parents all the time, the best thing you can do is give your kids to Jesus. Tell them about Jesus.
Because when you
give them the natural things, you're going to continue to have to give them the natural things. You know, it's going to have to get bigger and better because, you know, they get bored with it.
That's right.
And so I grew up, that's the way I grew up, and I thought, well, you know, I started down the same route that they was in, so that's not where I wanted to go, but
yeah.
That's where I started out. And so I didn't know, I just started out drinking. I quit school when I was 16 because of all those 13 kids, we only had one that graduated. That's my little brother.
Okay.
And he's the only one that graduated. And the rest of them, like I say, they did not leave a very good example for me to follow.
Yeah.
And that's so important, but I didn't have that. And I started drinking and running around and just going from job to job, basically just trying to find something, you know, find happiness, whatever you want to call it. But
right.
It wasn't working. So I just kept drinking. You know, I lived with my grandmother for a while, and she said, Greg, you ought to go to church. I said, well. But, you know, they went to church every Sunday. My grandma, be my step-grandpa. Okay. My grandpa, real grandpa was passed away, and she said, you ought to go to church. I said, well. But you never tell me why. Never just say you got to be born again or be saved. And that was never mentioned. And of course, I mean, they always prayed before they ate and stuff like that. They went to church every Sunday. I don't know if they went through the week or not. I don't remember.
Okay.
But I'd come home to their house drinking, running to the walls. And they say, my grandpa said, well, what matter? Wasn't that wall big enough for you or enough room to get in? I said, well.
Yeah.
But, you know, they just, but yeah, I think back about that. I thought, well, if they would have told me, if they had the power of God in them to be a witness, you know, this is why you need to go to church.
Yeah.
This is why Jesus died on the cross. That was never mentioned.
Yeah.
And so I did go to church one day with one of my friends. And so I went back, told grandma I went to church. She said, where did you go? Well, I told her, I went. She said, oh my God, don't go there. I thought, oh, wait a minute. You're telling me I should go to church. Then when I go, you said, don't go there. I thought, but you know, I thought, why didn't you tell me what the reason I should go to church?
Right.
But they never explained to me. And I didn't know what born again meant.
Yep.
I had no idea. Yep. I watched Billy Graham on TV before. I heard him pray one time. He said he prayed every night for Jesus to come back. I thought, why is he praying that for? But somehow now I thought Jesus is going to answer that prayer. I thought, I don't know what he's praying that for, you know.
Right.
And I didn't know anything about that. I didn't know what born again meant.
Right.
Or what saved meant. Like I say, we never read the Bible.
Yep.
And I didn't. And of course, like I said, my parents didn't go to church.
Yeah.
But anyway. You know, drinking is it's a dead-end street.
It is.
You know, it's dead-end street. And I tell a lot of parents there for their kids, you know, I talk to them about it at work and stuff like that. So it's a dead-end street. And I know one lady's talking about she had all the turmoil she had in her family. I thought, God, thank God we don't have that because we won't allow that in our home, turmoil or strife, or we just won't put up with that. And so I'm thankful for that. Like I said, and then we got saved back in 1985.
You were how old then, Greg?
I was 28. Okay. 28. And I met Deb, and
we got in a bar.
In a bar. Yeah. It was.
Don't meet your spouse in the bar.
Well,
not a good option. Yeah.
It turned out good.
There you go.
So, but we met, and I think in 1979, and we got married in 1980.
Okay.
And of course, Jessica was born in 1982. Of course, thank God my wife had no sense to quit drinking, but I didn't.
Okay.
Somebody had to stay sober. Take
care of the child.
There you go. Yeah.
But, you know, I seen that and I thought, I don't want to raise my child like that.
Yeah.
And I didn't know, you know, just growing up like that, I mean, we had nothing. We were dirt poor. We didn't get nothing for Christmas, New Year, or birthdays, nothing like that. I never had a bicycle. All I had is if I got parts put together myself.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's sad today. I mean, I didn't realize that, you know, how poor we actually was. But my mother worked her hind end off. Mom was a hard worker. She was, like I say, Dad died when he was 42. I was 13. And, of course, all the kids, she did her very best.
Yeah.
And she worked and she did her very best. So, that's just the way I started out, just drinking and carrying on and going to work and messed up and trying to do my job right. But,
Amen.
And so that's just the way I lived for my first 28 years or whatever it was. So
we're out of time today, Greg, and thank God you got saved. We're going to talk more about kind of the downstream side of that here as we go along. But if you would go ahead and pray for our listeners, please.
Father, we thank you and praise you. Lord, we're so thankful for the kingdom of God. We're so thankful for the word of God. Yes. And Father, we're so thankful for Jesus who died on the cross for us, Lord, that we can have the opportunity to spend eternity with him because of what he did for us. We're so thankful. I ask you, Lord, for your blessings on the people's listening. I just give you thanks, Lord, if they're not saved, that they'll call out to you, Lord, and
yes,
Lord, for the better of the Lord and Savior. We just thank you for all your goodness. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Yeah. Looking forward to day two here. And, you know, as you were sharing your testimony, I was thinking about that old song, Looking for Love in All the Wrong Places. Right? Until you find Jesus, that's what we do.
Yeah.
And then once we find Jesus, we realize there wasn't any fun really involved in that. No joy in that. But, well, praise God. Looking forward to tomorrow. And you could contact Pastor Debbie and Greg at their church website at lrcchurch.org for Lagodi Revival Center, lrcchurch.org. Folks, we love you all. Please go talk to someone about Jesus today. And remember, Jesus thought about you on the cross at Calvary, and he is coming back soon.
Yeah.